makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Naisip niyo na ba na maghardin ngunit walang sapat na espasyo para dito? Ang pangkomunidad na paghahardin o community gardening ay maaaring isang mahusay na paraan ng pagtatanim ng inyong mga paboritong prutas at gulay habang nakakakilala ng mga kaibigan sa inyong lokal na lugar. Ipinapakita din ng mga pag-aaral na ang pagiging napapalibutan ng kalikasan ay hindi lamang nagpapabuti sa kalusugan ng isip, binabawasan ng stress, ngunit pinapanatili din ito ang iyong pagiging aktibo. Sa ulat ni Amit Chen Yuang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Sa Acacia Ridge Community Garden sa Brisbane, natagpuan ni Peter Garbonnia ang isang bagong sigla sa buhay pagkatapos na siya ay alisin sa trabaho. Siya ay pumupunta dito ilang beses sa isang linggo upang makatulong sa anumang mga pangangailangan sa pangalaga sa hardin.
No, I've always worked in the countryside or in other people's gardens, and this was an opportunity to work for a whole community instead of just an individual at a time. And this gives an opportunity to see how other people would like to garden, because this is a community garden and it reflects the community, and it very much shows you the influence of people from the Middle East and from Africa. They've got totally different concepts about gardening.
Ang hardin ay lugar at tagpuan ng iba't ibang kultura sa kabila ng mga hadlang o pagkakaiba sa wika.
There are special gardens here. This particular one is Saheb's garden, and Saheb is from a country that has real problems with the language. English wouldn't even be their 10th language. So there's no language. We can't communicate. She speaks Farsi only. But when we garden, it's a universal language. We understand each other. She and I can work in tandem in this garden without saying a word. You just occasionally have to give a wink, a nod, and a smile, and that'll do.
At mayroong isang bagay para sa lahat ayon kay Michelle Gadke mula sa Acacia Ridge Community Center na namamahala sa hardin. Ang mga taong gumagamit ng mga pasilidad sa naturang lugar ay malugod na maaaring pumitas at magtanim sa hardin.
The African women love okra. And some of our weedier looking plants that come up, they actually use them as salad greens and things like that. So we're educating each other about what they like to eat and what they think is valuable to pick out of the garden.
Iba't iba ang mga prutas at gulay na makikita sa hardin, mula sa mga sampalok, mga beans, mga halamang gamot, kamatis, mulberry, hanggang melon.
So what we've got here is at least 3 continents worth of gardening all coming together in a wonderful symbiosis. So Africa introduced us to okra. Okra is something edible. That's edible fruit, edible vegetable, as it were. As a matter of fact, it's the leaves that they crop. The Middle Easterners themselves are very much into the herbs.
Ang mga hardin ng komunidad ay isang nagbabagong kaisipan na may iba't ibang mga halaman na lumalaki sa buong taon. Hindi mo alam kung ano ang mga bagong recipe na maaari mong matuklasan habang ikay nagbubungkal ng lupa kasama ang mga kapwa naghahardin.
The way things turn over, some things of course go at their own space. So within 6 weeks they're ready to pluck. And the people are encouraged to do exactly that. They know when the herbs are ready and so forth. And if the lemons fall off the tree, they're ready for eating. Help yourself. It's a community garden. The one thing we do lean on them very hard for is please explain how you're using this. Because we, for example, would be happy to take the spinach, boil it into a sloppy mess, and then force ourselves to eat it. Whereas the Orientals fry it in a wok and make it into something far more delicious.
Ayon kay Michelle Gadke, ang pagkakaroon ng espasyo upang magamit ang kaalaman sa pagtatanim ay lalong kapaki-pakinabang para sa mga walang sariling hardin.
For a lot of people around here especially who are in rental houses, who may or may not be allowed to, you know, establish their own gardens in their yards, I think it's a good opportunity for them to come down and have access to not only gardening but fresh fruit, fresh vegetables and herbs.
Pinapahalagahan ng lokal na pensioner na si Yvonne Dreyer na siya ay nakakakita ng mga halamang gamot o herb sa hardin ng komunidad na kanyang hindi na itatanim sa kanyang sariling bahay.
The community garden's beautiful in a sense that everybody can plant and do with permission from telling the center management what they want to do. So the neighborhood has input into what goes into the garden and everybody helps themselves to what they need. Through coming to the community center, I have met a lot of different people from different communities.
Ang madumihan na mga kamay ay maaring isang bagay na hindi para sa lahat. Ngunit para kay Peter, ang pagiging bahagi ng buhay upang makalabas ng bahay, makalanghap ng sariwang hangin, ay pinapahintulutan siya na maghinay-hinay at makahanap ng kaligayahan. At hinihikayat niya ang iba na bigyan ng pagkakataon at subukan ang paghahardin ng komunidad.
Come out, meet new people, make friends, and while you're there, turn the soil and watch what happens. It's a big surprise. For a small effort, you end up with a big reward and everybody's happy. And that's what life's all about. We're supposed to be happy. In this particular case, you don't need any special qualifications. You don't need to bring money. You don't need to have any particular skills. All you have to do is have the enthusiasm to come in here and get some dirt under your fingernails.
Ipinapakita ng mga pag-aaral na ang pakikilahok sa isang community garden ay kapaki-pakinabang sa maraming paraan. Ang pagiging napapalibutan ng kalikasan ay hindi lamang pinapabuti ang kalusugan ng isip, binabawasan ang stress, pinapanatili din nito ang pagiging aktibo at maiwasan ang osteoporosis. Maaari kang magsimula sa pamamagitan ng paghahanap ng community garden o hardin ng komunidad na malapit sa iyo. Para sa mga karagdagang impormasyon, makipag-ugnayan sa iyong lokal na konseho ng lungsod o bisitahin ang website ng Australian City Farms and Community Gardens Network sa www.communitygarden.org.au. Tangkilikin ang higit pang mga kwento sa inyong wika sa pamamagitan ng pagbisita sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.